Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down. Episode 75, can you believe that? That sounds like old people. Part of the Pull Tab Sports family. And we're going to have a nice... I got a good drinking story for this week. It's kind of a roundabout drinking story, but it is excellent. And so what do we want to talk about today? I want you to know that I've had some redemption on the ice. I scored this week. That's right. Two, three rebounds, and Dennis Rodman-like effort. I popped one in, scored a goal. And I did forget to mention, as some of you were probably feeling sorry for me last week, you do need to know that I did identify the individual that traded me. And when I was at the bar and had a couple tequila sodas, I sent a tab to him that night. And I just said, hey, I mean, there's no rules anymore. If this is what we're doing, then why don't you pay my tab? And either he did or he walked out without paying my tab. Either way, I did want you to know that I stood up for myself a little bit anyway. So that happened, which was very good. I finished up the state fair. I went 6 times out of 12. My numbers are getting higher in the fair department. I'm becoming a fan myself. This used to just be something that the wife did, but yeah, I'm down to go most days. I like it. I believe Stacy went 7 times out of 12. I went 6. I put together a little bit of a state fair hair video that I think you guys will like. It's very short. It's a minute 50. It's kind of fun. And I will say that this top guy, his hair was just... It's probably the best hair I've ever seen. This kid kind of looked like Brad Pitt. I saw him at Dino's Euros. He's kind of dancing. And I awkwardly, you know... it's almost like I'm a human trafficker or something when I approach these people with my phone, like, hey, are you familiar with the hockey hair videos? No, I'm not. Okay. Well, if you did know about those, this would be less awkward. But since you don't, could I film you? Because I like your hair. So that happened. But this kid was pretty cool. Luckily, his girlfriend knew about the video. So... I sent the video to my high school buddies who all live in other states now, and they liked it. And I said, this kid, number one kid, the Simba Salad, it might be the best hair I've ever seen. And one of my buddies sent a note back and he said, it is really, really good. But did you notice when he was undoing his man bun, he kind of stumbled with the rubber band like he was a 9th or 10th grader with a bra strap. And so I of course sent, I said, hey, everybody's loving you in the video. I sent a text to the kid. I said, but you know, a little bit of trouble getting the man bun down. And this is the kid's response. He says, this is true, exclamation point. I did stumble a bit, exclamation point. But hey, it is the raw and in the moment struggle that made the full release worth it. Okay, so basically it's worth doing that video just to get that text and be able to send that back to my friends in California. So that happened. I will put the State Fair hair video on the Sunday Morning Coming Down pod on Instagram. There is a nice code in there from the Minnesotan for a bunch of money off if you wanna buy something as you head into fall as well. The other bit of closure we had at the state fair is I committed larceny. I did not know what larceny was, but I heard the phrase a couple times. And so as I understand it, larceny is when you steal something without forced entry. you don't break a window or anything. And so I did successfully steal a Sweet Martha's cookie. Wow, say that again. I did successfully steal a Sweet Martha's cookie. And I've had a couple Big Woods, and I just did that. So that's impressive. That's my version of stick handling, I guess. So I was at the peak of buzzed and still totally with it, which is a great spot to be. And this young girl was walking towards me, maybe in her early 20s. She's got a mask on, full stack of Sweet Martha's. But we're not that close to the venue because we learned you can't steal right when people get them because they're too excited. I had thought the easiest spot to steal would be like right away when they make the pivot with their bucket, but it turns out that that's not true. There's too much built into the purchase. So you gotta. We looked everywhere for a discarded stroller with Sweet Martha's in the bottom compartment of the stroller, but this girl was walking right towards me, and she had just a mountain of Sweet Martha's, and I looked her right in the eye, and I took one off the top like Jenga, and I just held it in the air like it was a gold medal in Beijing, and I kept walking, and it tasted awesome. It was great. Now, one of the guys I was with did feel the need to circle back and apologize to the young girl. He said, "Hey, I'm really sorry. My friend is in a competition with himself, has been for some time, and so that's why he stole your cookie." And she looks at him. She's got the mask on. He goes, "She was wearing a mask, Kinger, but I think she was smiling because I saw the mask turn up on both sides." And she said, "Do you want one?" And he didn't take one. But so I committed larceny, which is good. And I've befriended Simba Salad. So pretty good week so far. Talking about pretty good, I went out to L.A. For business this week. And I was heavy on J. Hilburn pants, my maroon shirt. What did I do the second day? I had all the stuff with me, but what I noticed was I was lacking, my shoes aren't great. So I have these kind of black pull-on summer dress shoes with white soles. But if you look closely, you might see the Under Armour symbol on my socks. I would never buy something called a no-show sock because that makes me terribly uncomfortable as a man. But I do have some socks that are kind of low cut, and when I wear them with these black shoes, it looks kind of like I'm not wearing socks. But I just was sitting there thinking, I'm meeting with this big time guy. My business partner is with me. It's a pretty important meeting, and I was looking at my footwear like, I don't know, man. This is not top notch. This is like, I'm really good. I got the maroon shirts killer. I got these cool black pants. I got the belt. And then I got these kind of bullshit shoes. So I'm going to have to upgrade. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to Andy. Now remember, Andy's given you three tips for fall. The first is look like the guy who picks up the tab. Buy a sport coat. Those photos are going up today, finally. The third piece was last week. So if you do have a sport coat, wear a hoodie underneath it. Wear a vest. Wear a sweater. You know, add a piece, a third piece. And her third item was, she said, the belt and shoe story is critical. An English tan is a must. So from what I can tell from the photos, English tan looks a little bit like that McConaughey, University of Texas, rust-colored, orangey tan. So English tan, shoes, and belt. Fall 2021. That is your third hot tip. Reach out to Andy. Go onto the Instagram and just say that you're interested, and we'll contact you. I now's the time, man. The weather's getting cool. You start feeling good about yourself. Shower up, slick the hair back, put on some nice clothes, and let the compliments begin with J. Hilburn. So. Theme for this week, I want to be more lame. And what I mean by that is, man, are we running. I'm going to give you a little stretch. Well, just for starters, 6 out of 12 days at the State Fair tells you there's probably something going on that looks a lot like redlining. But let's just say this. So Friday night, I went to the fair, last Friday night, so just over a week ago. Next morning, we drive up to St. John's because our son's up there, and we go to a tailgate for about an hour and a half. We can't go to the game because we have a wedding, so we drive back. We go to the wedding, and then Sunday, I spend on the lake, on Bald Eagle Lake, and Monday, I'm back at the fair. I mean, there's times where I just feel like a prize fighter, and my cut man's in my corner, like, just keep your hands up. He's getting you with that jab. Keep your hands up. So I want to be more lame. BML. BML. I want to be more lame. And so last night's a perfect example. I am with my daughter. She's home. We love Peyton. She's going back to Boston tomorrow, but she was home. And we go on a nice walk together. She listens to me complain about everything in my life. Then she really wants a Bloody Mary because they don't know how to make Bloody Marys anywhere except for Minnesota, certainly not out east. We get her a Bloody Mary at Beartown, and I have a beer. And then we go to Brick House to eat, a restaurant in town here, but we you have to wait to get in. So we go to the 617, and then we get into Brick House. We have this great meal sitting on the rooftop. Peyton has a friend with us, and then it's like, you know what? I'm 47. Like we've you know, our cups are full. Let's go home. You know, let's go home. Well, you know, we should really let's walk to Tally's for one, which is probably not going to be one. And so I gave in. We went. My concession was I wanted to Uber home, even though it's not far, just because I don't know. I was tired at that point, and we ended up having 1.5, which wasn't bad, but there's no reason, you know. This is the bacon on the grilled cheese. Like, you've already had a good time. And also, as the older people, like, why don't we go home and then the girls go to Tally's and we hear about their night the next morning while we're eating breakfast? I don't know. I want to be more lame. BML. I'm not succeeding at that. I continue to be overbooked, but that doesn't mean I'm not lame. It just means when I say be more lame, I mean learn how to get off the ride. Learn that cheese and bread is enough. You don't need the bacon. So what else do I got? You know, we're thinking about buying a lot. We're in the process of doing that, which is pretty cool. Never built a house, but we're getting close. Hopefully, I really hope that happens. I would be really excited if it did. You'll hear a song at the end of this podcast called You Can Buy Dirt, and that's kind of in the phase we're at, so I hope that we get to buy some dirt. I would be really happy to start something new that way. I want to talk about Big Wood for a second. That's where I just was. I had the Wink Wink Nudge Nudge, which is their kind of replica of the Big Wave. I had what I had, though, was an Amigo Grande, your big friend, with a big, perfect-looking lime on the plastic cup. I ate it out. I drank it outside on the patio. It was awesome. I got a picture of this. And by the way, I know that the pretzels with the red lid are called Von Hansen's pretzels. I think I ate an entire zesty herb Von Hansen. Had an Amigo Grande in the sun. I turned my hat around backwards because I got a couple pimples from wearing my mask through the airport on this trip to L.A. For about 3 days, I was wearing a mask about 50% of the time. Got a couple nice pimples on my face right where the mask goes. Flipped the hat around backwards, let the sun take care of that. A little bit of Von Hansen's and an Amigo Grande. So here's the trivia question for this week. A little different approach. People are getting these questions way too fast. So the way this is going to work, I'm going to post a question in this episode. If you write the right answer, Any of the people who put the right answer in the comments on Instagram will draw from those answers and pick a winner so that it's not this crazy one in the morning answer. So here's your question. This comes from Ty. Ty makes the beer at Big Wood. He's like Yoda of Big Wood. Okay, here's the question. In the beer world, what does the term hog's head refer to? Hogshead, H-O-G-S-H-E-A-D. What does the firm Hogshead refer to? That's what they want to know. It's a pretty cool word, and actually what it is pretty cool too. So give us that answer. That's from Ty. In the beer world, what does the term Hogshead refer to? And if you get that right, it's $25 at the tap room. Pretty cool. You got to go in to get it because that's how we do things. We are tactile in Sunday Morning Coming Down world. Speaking of which, I got a question for the podcast. And this was mailed to me in a beautiful cream envelope, postmarked September 8th from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And it says, it's on a letterhead. The guy's name is on top. Cardstock. Listen. That's a good podcast. Kinger, question for the podcast. Don't you think more people should take the time to send handwritten notes? It can be for your more than just a thank you. I think your daughter would consider it being better for sure. Enjoyed hosting you at the diner and appreciate our friendship and your content. Regards. Not only is that cool, but how method is that? This is like Daniel Day-Lewis stuff. His question is if people should send more handwritten notes, and then he submits said question as a handwritten note. The self-fulfilling prophecy. Absolutely, by the way. And by the way, having some custom stationery. This guy's name is on top. He's picked his color. He's got envelopes. Yeah, man, I want some custom stationery with, like, king on top and maybe a crown, maybe a wax seal. Let's get weird. Let's have a wax seal. I'm not afraid of a wax seal. So you're absolutely right, though. It's funny. I mailed a guy a book, a Waylon Jennings book, many years ago, a biography of his, and I just sent it to him at, you know, his agency or something, and I don't even know what I wrote on the letter. Something like, I don't know, be an outlaw, King. Or, you know, I would send albums to people and say, play loud, King. Now, you think about that. If you keep that handwritten note and it's tucked in that book or it's up on your shelf, how cool is that? It's an artifact. It's a souvenir. It is, you know, people will buy a bank statement from Elvis Presley because it's got this writing. You know, if you had a love letter from Elvis to somebody, I remember there was a woman up north, one of our relatives, one of Stacy's relatives, my wife, she had maybe been a pen pal of Elvis, there was something happening there, and she was referencing that she still had some sort of a handful of these love letters from Elvis. And you think of that, man, that is timeless. You know, you would pay money for that at an auction and keep it and read it and wonder what he was thinking and look at the words he chose and look at how he signed his name. And I still remember Ricky Henderson's signature on the 1980 Topps card, that big R. You know, I can do that. I can do the John Hancock. I know what those signatures look like. And there is something magical about a handwritten note. I did it a lot when I was in advertising. It's a nice touch. I had a batch of custom stationery that my wife bought me, but I'm almost out of that now. I need to get some new stuff. But yes, I think it is a lost art. I think it's magnificent, and I think it's personal. It's emotional. And it's a souvenir in a world that's increasingly vaporous. So yes, my friend, you've made your point and you made it well. Will Anderson is a sponsor. He was our very first sponsor on Sunday morning coming down. I'm going to see Willie tonight. We're going to watch the U.S. Open Women's Final. We're going to go over to the Secret Cigar Place and pick up some deep dish pizza from Pezzo. That sounds like a night. I guess I'm not being lame yet, but I do have plans to be more lame in the near future. But I can't do that when Willie's around, because Willie's not lame. Why would you call somebody lame if they saved you money, if they answered the phone, if they explained insurance to you like it was a children's book? Well, you wouldn't. You absolutely wouldn't. So that's Will Anderson. He does our insurance, and I think he should do yours too. It's fall. You're going back to school. You're getting ready to dump $2,500 on a team for every kid that you have playing hockey. So call Willie. Have them save you some money so you get back to even. So for my drinking story, this one's a great one. It's so weird. So we were on the lake. I told you that Sunday before Labor Day, we went on Bald Eagle on a pontoon with my buddy G-U-Z, just one Z in Guz. And a bunch of people were on there, a bunch of couples, and it was a great day. It was a nice day. And we got off the boat to, I think we were picking somebody up, and when we were picking them up, their kids were in the yard. So these guys have kids that have graduated from college, or they're like older college kids. And when I walked up on the grass, they have this nice house with this big grass yard, and when I walked up, they're all sitting spread out like 3 feet apart. And I'm thinking, this is unbelievable. Here we are in White Bear Lake, and these guys are doing like a COVID circle, like it's April 2020. I'm like, this is something else. This is, wow, the variants must got them. They are really in tune. They are doing their part. So I said, hey guys, you in a COVID circle here? Like kind of old school, like, you know, doing your part? And they're like, no, we're playing beer darts. And so they each had a couple beer cans stacked down by their feet, which I didn't even notice. And they're just throwing darts at those cans right next to their feet. So this game, by the way, start with three cans, these guys did, and you just have a dart. There's two darts going around. And you just pick one of the people sitting in the circle with you, and you throw a dart at their cans. And if you hit it, they have to slam down to wherever the hole is in their can. How in the hell these guys play this game without just lodging darts into people's shins? If I play this, I have a guys trip coming up this week. If I played this game with my buddies on this guys trip, we would get drunk and think it was funny to throw it at someone's face. It's amazing. It's a testament to our youth that they could pull this thing off. But that wasn't the story. So the story is, one of the guys that's there, he's the son of the family whose house this is, who we know. And he says, yeah, have you seen my tattoo? I had heard about this thing, but I didn't believe it was true. I got this tattoo for my mother. Okay, we're already starting in a really tough spot. If you got a tattoo for your mother, if she's still alive, no offense to Donda, Kanye's mother, if she's still alive, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a great idea. So he's like, yeah, I got a tattoo for my mom. I showed her on her birthday. Okay, the next logical question is, where's the tattoo? Well, the tattoo's on his big toe, on the bottom of his big toe. Okay, why there? Well, I'm not a tattoo person, but I wanted to give this gift to my mother, and I think it would mean a lot to her, but I don't really want to mess up my own sort of aesthetic, so I did it on the bottom of my big toe. So he shows me. I'm sitting in the circle of the beard arts, and he puts his foot up on a stool and shows me the tattoo. And his tattoo on his big foot says, his big toe says, Made in Jen. Now, his mom's name's Jen, Jennifer. Made in Jen. Okay, so first of all, that's pretty intense to begin with. And it seems like the tattoo is just in pen, and it was written, and it's a joke, and it's not real, and it's like maybe in a month it's gone, and it was a big joke. So I don't know for sure if that's not true. It seems like this can't possibly be real, because, like I was telling him, I'm like, this isn't even really funny, because I can't, it's like, it's so out there, it's not even actually funny. I don't even believe it's true. If I were to tell people this story, they wouldn't believe me, which is what I'm doing now. I am going to put the picture on Instagram on Sunday morning coming down pod, but the reason that tattoo is so amazing is because he picked the wrong preposition. This is what my daughter's friend said last night when we talked about this issue at dinner. The wrong preposition. Made in Jen. Oh, boy. That's a slippery slope. We don't want to be talking about in when it's your mother. Maybe made by Jen. Made by Jen. Yeah. Yeah. So what I think he did is I think he was enamored. He's a patriotic kid, I'm sure. You know, made in America. Made in the USA. But now those things, when you say made in the USA, it might mean a factory in Michigan. When you say made in Jen, it means in a womb, your mother's womb. So you basically are like, hey, I'm thinking about getting a mother's womb tattoo. So made by Jen, made in Jen. It kind of sounds like engine, I guess. That's cool, especially on your foot. That happened. That's a real thing. Picture to be included. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that that's a drinking story. Because I don't think... I asked. Actually, you know what I did ask? I said, was he sober when he got that tattoo done? And I think the mom, Jen, said, hell no, he wasn't sober. I think his roommate is a tattoo artist. By the way, having a roommate as a tattoo artist seems super dangerous. Can you imagine if every night you ever came home to your place... So I'm, like, super tuned up. You know how many watermelon sugar tattoos I would have on myself? I would have, like, Ed Sheeran dancing in a vest, you know, McConaughey. I would look like an episode of Entertainment Weekly if I had a tattoo artist living with me. It would be so unfortunate. But that happened. Made in Jen. I need you to check it out. Please send some good energy our way. We're trying to buy this lot. Hopefully it happens because you can buy dirt. Get it.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, what you been up to lately? I told him chasing a dollar, and in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy